The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7777.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod installation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care, trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back once again to the Haberty Gym here on the campus of Barham Out Academy in Atchison, Kansas. Ladies game, it's in the book. Guys game, getting set to go. It'll be the Ravens and the Cyclones. We're going to come back. We're going to bring you starters, a little insight into the game, and then the tip-off. Boys, high school hoops coming up next here on CARE.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with Pia Friend Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At Pia Friend Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Welcome back, the PA guy. He's out here introducing starters to the crowd this evening, and it just makes me want to introduce starters to you. Let's do it. First of all, for the Bishop Ward Cyclones, coming into the ball game under head coach Kevin Walderbach. Cyclones are going to be starting Keith Henderson. Keith is a 5'8" junior guard. They're going to have Richard Wells at 5'11". Richard's a junior. He'll be at another guard spot. Quintavian Pike is a 6-foot junior. Another junior at 6'2". It's De'Aaron Triplett. And rounding up the starters, Andrew Robinson at 5'10". He is a junior. For the Ravens, the Mar-Hillman Academy. And head coach Christian Wessel, his assistant coaches Dan Rapplinger, Chase Wagamuth, and Julio Burton. And for the Ravens, it's going to be a little bit of a different look, and it's because some of the guys under the weather. Some students who are ill, and so tonight the Ravens are going to be starting Peter Rapplinger and Adric Korbelik, Ethan Zimmerer, Brian Wilson, and Zayden Harper. For Warren, it'll be the traveling black uniforms with white lettering and trim. And for the Ravens, it's going to be those familiar home whites with gold and black. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Boys High School Basketball on CARE Radio this evening. Again, we talked about it. These two teams don't meet very often. They did meet down in Kansas City a year ago. Tremendous game down there that time, and no reason to think that this one will not be much the same. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, it'll be O'Brien Wilson. For the Ravens, and for Ward, it will be Triplett. To Aaron Triplett, the ball goes up, the tip goes away. Ravens are going to come down with the basketball, and with that, we are underway. MHMA out on top to Corbley. Here's O'Brien with it on the left side. He's going to take it to the edge of the free throw line, comes back off on top. The shot from the top, it's a three that won't go. And a rebound is going to be swept down. Here's Ward. Cyclones into the forecourt with the basketball. We're half a minute into the ball game. It'll be Ward's first possession of the evening. Henderson over to the left side. Dumps it into the corner to Quintavion Pike. Pike over to the right. Going to be Robinson. Andrew lobs it out on top. And the Ravens in a 2-3 zone. Cyclones attacking it. Very patiently working the ball side to side. The ball going to be tipped, but saved down low. Back out on top. They'll reverse it and kick it back over to the left. We're a minute in. We have not yet had a shot taken by Ward. They'll work it out on top. Reverse it and going to start it all over again. That's a free throw line down the lane in traffic. The shot missing, but the follow goes up and in. And the first bucket of the ball game is going to belong to the Cyclones. So for Bishop Ward, they are going to be on the board. And that bucket belongs to Richard Wells. So Wells coming up with a bucket. And here comes MHMA. Ravens trailing 2-0. And from underneath, we're going to get a whistle, we're going to get a foul, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. 6:18 to go in the opening quarter, 2-0. Ward in front. Ward in front. So here come the Cyclones. Again, they're going to walk it up the court. Now it's going to be Henderson. He works his way over to the left side and keeps the dribble alive back on top. Ravens in a 2-3. They're going to stretch that 2-3 out a little bit, bringing up the guards above the three-point circle. So they're winding it out a little bit. Get past to the corner. Back out on top, and it's going to be mishandled. The Ravens are going to steal it away. It's going to be Korbelik coming up with a basketball. MHMA across the timeline. 5:40 to go, and they're quickly moving. Albeit low scoring opening quarter. Rappling will drive in, draw the foul. The shot won't go down, but he'll come to the free throw line. So for the Ravens, it will be Peter Rapplinger coming to the line. He got fouled right there by Richard Wells. So Wells picking up his first foul of the ball game. It'll be team foul one by the Cyclones. The gym grows quiet. Rapplinger's free throw rolls in. And he will have his first point of the game. It is 2-1. 5:37 to go in the first. Ravens looking to tie it, and perfect. So Rapplinger's going to hit them both. And here comes the Ward offense, little reverse layup. The shot is going to miss. Rapplinger's going to rebound it down. And if I'm 20 to go in the opening quarter, MHMA back up front with the basketball. Way out top side. Working around the perimeter is going to be Zayden Harper, the freshman for the Ravens. Bounce pass down low. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off Harper. And Bishop Ward will have it back in play. 2-2 ball game. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Two teams are playing. And this is good basketball. You don't need to have 100 points apiece. You have every possession making a big difference. Here's a three from the left side. It's going to be up and good. And for the Cyclones, a bucket by Andrew Robinson. It is 5-2 Ward. 4 minutes and 40 to go. Corey Blake will drive into the lane, lose a handle on the basketball, and it's going to go out of bounds, but it'll be off one of the Cyclone players. So the Ravens will have it in at their offensive end. And again, doing the inbound work is going to be Zayden Harper. Harper lobs it in. Wilson has it stripped out of his hands. It's going to be stolen away. Here comes Ward on the fast break. The feed across to the right side. The runner up. Hangs on the lip of the rim, and it won't go down. O'Brien coming up with a rebound, and the Ravens will dodge it right there. And up the floor, it's going to be stolen from Rapplinger. Back the other way. Cyclones in, up, no, rebound. Ravens coming up with it again. So back-to-back huge defensive plays by Bishop Ward, but they were unable to capitalize on either one of them. However, they continue to maintain a 5-2 lead. And now we're going to get a foul on the left side of the lane. And it is going to be on Bishop Ward. The whistle on Andrew Robinson. Ravens will have it into the baseline. They'll look it out way on top to Korbelik. Scoop pass inside, stepped in front of him, stolen it away. Ward back up the floor. Inside 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is a 5-2 Cyclone lead. Ward with the basketball. Little weeping bounce pass over to the left elbow, into the lane. The kick to the corner, the feet to the top. Thinking about their shot, and then changing his mind. Quintavian Pike is going to back it away. His pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Cyclones will inbound it once more at the 28-foot mark of the forecourt. 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Again, it is 5-2. Low-scoring game. Every possession, huge. The shot in the lane is up and missing. And the rebound pulled down by MHMA. Flying up the court. The running one-handed shot misses. The ball tipped again. And finally we get a whistle. Lots of contact inside. And we have a foul called. Okay. The foul is going to be on O'Brien Wilson. It's going to be his second. And he's going to come out of the game. Bryce Adams will come in. Three minutes to go in the opening quarter. Cyclones with the basketball, still leading at 5-2. Low scoring business here in the Haverty Gym. Start off tonight. Doesn't mean that's how it's going to end up. Here's a runner in the left side of the lane, and the shot's going to go up and off the window and good. And Bishop Ward stretches its lead now to 7-2. On that bucket by Robinson. Here's Adams backing in. Drops his shoulder, leans in. His shot's got to be blocked. He comes down to crashes over the top, and Adams is going to be called for a foul. And now the official's coming over and having a little bit of a word with him. And for Bryce, it'll be foul number one. For MHMA, it'll be team foul three. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Up the floor with the basketball is Bishop Ward. They lead by 5. It's 7-2. Cross-court pass over to the right edge. The drive into the lane. The feet all the way across. Back out to the point. Man, they move the ball quickly. Three-point shot. Rims out and in. That thing spun out. Kicked up and out. And then spun back and dropped through. And it'll be the first points in the ball game for Keith Henderson. The Ravens suddenly found themselves trailing at 10-2. Three-point shot, MHMA, no. Rebound, Korbelik. And a defender reaching in to steal the ball. It's going to be called for a foul. Let's see against whom it will be called. The whistle is going to be on Keith Henderson. So Henderson picking up his first foul. Team fouls are going to be even at three apiece. We're inside 2 minutes to go. Corbley from the baseline. It's a three up, no good. We're going to go back down. Here come the Cyclones. Ward will glide into the forecourt with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Ravens again are going to very quickly settle into that 2-3 zone. The feed into the lane, the ball on the floor one time, the little jump shot is up and missing. And a nice rebound in a lot of traffic, cleared away by the Ravens. Ethan Zimmerer comes up with the defensive board, and the Ravens back up the floor. Zimmerer thinking about three, goes to Adams above the block, starts into the lane, top side it goes, Korbelik for three, drains it. Adric Korbelik hitting the long range shot. It is down 10-5. 70 seconds to go in the first. About a 16-foot jumper from the right side. Off the mark. And a Ravens with an opportunity to set more deeply into this lead. MHMH creating by 8 just a moment ago. Back now to within 5. Here's a pass up on the top. Into the lane. Little run-handed running floater shot is up and good for Zayden Harper. Harper hits that bucket. It'll be his first point. And suddenly it is a one-possession game at 10-7. With 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Ward has the basketball, leading it by 3. Here's a shot on the other end, and it's going to be up and good. That bucket by De'Aaron Triplett. 12-7, Ward. And now a foul off the basketball. Let's see against whom it is going to be called. It is going to be on Triplett. And the Ravens are going to make a trio of substitutions. Keroy Timmel, Keron Timmel, and Brody, is that right? Yep, Brody Cody. All into the game for the Ravens and head coach Christian Wessel. MHMA going to get those starters off the floor for just a few extra seconds. Here's a turnaround shot. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound underneath. Oh, power move! Driving in, and there's the offensive foul on MHMA and Bryce Adams. He dropped the shoulder, went in hard, blew up the guy in front of him, and will collect his second foul. 8 seconds left in the opening quarter. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Ward with the basketball in traffic. 2 seconds. The desperation shot is going to be off the mark at a first quarter in the book. We'll be back here at Haverty Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas after one quarter. Boys High School basketball. It's Bishop Ward 12, Marshall Mount Academy 7.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
As we return to the Haverty Gym, we welcome you back to High School Hoops here on Care Radio this evening. MHMA hosting Bishop Ward. Cyclones leading a 12-7. Ravens are going to be led in scoring by Adric Korbelik with 3-2 apiece for Peter Ramplinger and Zayden Harper. Ward with the basketball to begin the second quarter, and they're going to keep the same formula. Now this pass in the middle is going to be batted free and stolen away. Ravens coming up with a basketball, and they'll come up the floor with it, and we will have a foul defending on the upcourt play. The whistle that's going to be on Quintavian Pike. It'll be his first. So Quintavion picks up his first foul. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team. Cyclones in front. Ravens with the basketball, and they'll work it up topside. Kick it over to Rapplinger. He's got it deep in the corner, and his pass out to the top. Zimmerer runs and shoots and scores. Nice job, Ethan Zimmerer, picking up his first couple of points in the game. It is now 12-9, 7 minutes to go in the first half. Ford hanging on to that three-point lead. The ball lobbed into the right corner. No room there. And Ravens going flexing. Covering up that basketball. Now stepping inside. The kick to the top. The uncontested three. Drained. Quintavion Pike will knock it down. It is now 15-9. And as the Ravens come into the forecourt, they're going to turn it over. Ward will have it in at midcourt. Officials holding up playing for just a moment as one of the Cyclone players lacing up his kids out there. That is Micah Neely, the 5'10" junior runner from the right side. Kicks out, and the rebound is going to be spun away. Here comes Harper. Here come the Ravens. 6.5 to go in the first half. Into the lane, back it away. Rapplinger didn't have a shot. The defense got there really, really quickly. Now Rapplinger's going to take a launch three. No. Rebound, offensive board. Loose on the floor, saved underneath. Zimmerer puts it back up, and he's got to get it to roll up and in. Ethan Zimmerer with 4 points, all of them here in the second quarter. And the Ravens battle back to within four. It's 15-11. Bishop Ward. And the ball's going to be turned over. Rapplinger coming up with a basketball. Here come the Ravens. Mount Academy has trailed by as many as 8 in the game. Right now, they're back to within 4. 3-point shot, won't drop. Rebound, Ward. They'll fly down the court, go into the lane. Their running shot is up and missing. Offensive rebound, put back up and missing. Rebound is on the floor, and this is going to come up from way outside. And I'm not sure if he's going to call a jump ball or what he's going to call it, because we just had a myriad of bodies on the floor rolling around after that basketball. And I think that he's going to just take that good, safe, let's call it a jump ball call. Stop anybody from getting hurt out there. You got to understand, Ward is here tonight. They have played 8 guys. They're carrying 9. So it's not like the van was really packed. Now the ball's going to be loose. It's on the floor, rolling around, and nice save by the Ravens. The feed in, Zimmerer hits another one. Ethan, 6 points, all of them have come here in the second quarter. And it's 15-13. Cyclones by 2 at 5 minutes to go in the first half. From the left side to baseline 3, missing. Rebound Ravens. MHMA showing great patience. Korbelik, up court pass is going to be kicked. It's on the floor. It's rolling around, and the official from the baseline, I think, he's going to call a kick. And he is. He's going to say it's going to be Ward basketball. 4 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the opening half of the guys' game. 15-13. Cyclones by a pair. And back up the floor. They will come. Little conversation as they bring it across the timeline. And the Ravens are going to shift out of the 2-3. How about this? The 1-3-1 zone. Baseline jumper for 3. Hits the side of the backboard. Offensive rebound. Pulled down. Reverse layup. No. And do we have a foul or do we have a travel? We're going to get a travel call underneath. So the Ravens will have a chance to tie it with 2. Take a lead with 3. And again, they have trailed for almost the entire game. I'm looking at my score sheet. In fact, the Ravens have never led in this game. They tied it at 2. And since then, the last time it was even tied. 4:20 to go in the opening half. MHMA with the basketball. They'll swing it over to the left side, O'Brien. And he has the ball, take it out of his hands and stolen away. Coming down the floor with it. Running, shooting, the shot, misses. And a rebound, Ravens are going to come down with it. Here comes Rapplinger, feeds over to Korbelik. He'll launch the 3, too strong. Rebound, Cyclone. Ward will take it back the other way. The feed up court. Over to the left side, and These guys have all got to probably just slow down a little bit. Here's a drive into the lane. Plenty of contact. A whistle. A foul. It's going to be on the Ravens. These teams are teetering on the precipice of being out of control. They both want to run so badly. They both want to get up and down the floor so much that maybe their better judgment is being infringed on a little bit. Here's a baseline jump shot, airborne short. Rebound is going to be off the floor. Ravens are going to clear it down, and still trailing only by two. Here comes Morehill Mount Academy. 3 minutes and 40 to go, and the shot goes up, and a whistle and a foul. Once again, it'll be Peter Rappinger coming to the free throw line. Peter has 2 points tonight. They came in the opening quarter, and interestingly enough, they came at the free throw line where he is 2 of 2. And he can tie this thing up right here. Big deep breath. It's up. No. Wouldn't quite go in. So he can get his team back to within one. And for Bishop Ward, really nice job by Coach Kevin Wallerbach. Is, again, with that very short bench, he's doing a good job of rotating his guys in and out, keeping fresh faces and fresh legs in the game. The second shot also does not go in. Cyclones coming up with a rebound, fly up the court with the basketball. They'll dump it over to the left side, reverse it back out on top. 3.5 to go in the half. The pass to the top. Into the game for the first time for Ward tonight. We're going to get Juan Torres, a 5'7" senior. Torres playing down to the deep left baseline corner. He will drive it off on top, and it is going to be a travel by Torres. Just coming into the ball game, trying to get his game legs beneath him a little bit, and the Ravens are going to see if they can take advantage. MHMA is going to go to the bench and checking back into the game. He was in for a brief moment earlier. It is going to be Teron Kimmel. Ravens up the floor, down 2. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Low-scoring business here tonight. Ravens top side. Kimmel out of top. Zimmerer to Korbelik. Off the block. Trying to back in. OB will turn, shoot. Too strong. Rebound tipped out. Pulled down by the Cyclones. And we'll have a Raven foul on the effort at the rebound. And it's going to be on Ethan. So Zimmerer will pick up his first foul of the game. Not a lot of fouls in the second quarter. The Cyclones with 2, the Ravens with 1, and we're going to get Bryce Adams back into the game. Remember, Bryce coming in with a couple of fouls already, and he's going to start at the baseline. No, I didn't think so. In the 1-3-1, I didn't think there was any way they were going to have Bryce at the bottom line. They're going to put him in the middle of the 3. That's where he belongs. 2.5 to go in the first half. Bishop Ward with the basketball, still hanging on to that 2-point lead. In traffic, the shot is going to go up and miss, and a rebound is going to be cleared away. Ravens back up court. Kimmel with the basketball, crosses to the left side of the logo and brings it into the forecourt to Korbelik. Here's Adams with it way up top side. Wisely is going to rotate it around to the left. Here's Rappinger to the free throw line, unable to get a shot away. 2 minutes ago and a half, and we get a whistle off the ball. Our official is going to rotate up on top and let us know that for the Cyclones, that's again going to be Torres. He turned it over a little bit ago with a travel, and now he will pick up his first foul. Cyclone team foul 3. Inside 2 minutes to go in the first half. For 3, and the lead, it's Rapplinger from outside. Ravens go in front. It is 16-15, and we're 1:50 to go before intermission. Cyclones back down court with the basketball. They've widened out the floor. The kick will go across to the baseline. Torres out on top. Here's a 3. Launched and short. Rebound pulled down Bryce Adams. And Ravens are on a big run now. They are on a 7-0 run. And as we get into the forecourt, we get a whistle and a foul called. And another one on Torres. So he's come into the game, and he is participated a lot. He's turned it over once. He's fouled twice. He has no points. And it'll be Raven basketball coming into their offensive end. to Adrick. Head on top to Timmel. Into the corner. Rappinger. He'll go for three again. That one will not go in. And the rebound pulled down. Saved by the Ravens. Korblik in and up and good. Adrick getting his fifth point. It suddenly is 18-15. A minute 11 to go in the half. And the Ravens are now on a 9-0 run. Here's a jumper from 14. Way too strong. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be MHMA basketball with 1 minute to go in the half. Bishop Ward will make a trio of substitutions. And that's kind of been the stock and store of how they rotate players. They usually bring in sometimes two, but it seems like we've been seeing three at a time. Adams will go back out of the game. Ravens walking up the floor. We're inside a minute to go in the half. Home team up by three and with the ball. And way out top side is going to be Harper. Zayden will feed it to Timmel. Has the ball knocked away from him. It's loose on the floor and trying to get it back. We will have a foul on Timmel. So it was knocked away. He tried to get the thing back, but Teron will pick up a foul in the process. Here comes Bishop Ward. Half a minute to go in the half. 18-15 Ravens. Long cross court to the left elbow. Straight away, top of the key. Ward will look into the middle. MHMA staying with that 1-3-1. 15 seconds. Stepping into the lane. The kick to the top. The uncontested three. Straight away is wide to the right side. The shooter flops to the floor. No foul call. Follow shot is up. No good. Ravens have it with four. Up the floor with three. Midcourt shot, and it is not close. We've come to halftime in Atchison. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as these two teams head off the floor to their respective locker rooms. Intermission score, Morehouse Mount Academy 18, Bishop Ward 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Not a very big crowd on hand here tonight. They're missing out. If you're not here, you're not getting to see a really good ball game. It is an 18-15 MHMA lead as the Ravens have battled back from a second quarter 6-point deficit, went on a 9-0 run to take this lead into the locker room. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Bishop Ward. How about this? Ward was held to 1 3-point basket in the second quarter. Only 3 points in the second quarter. They're led by Keith Henderson and also by Andrew Robinson, each of them with 5 3-points for Quintavion Pike, and the other two for Bishop Ward belong to Aaron Triplett. For MHMA, 4 guys in the scoring column, and how about Ethan Zimmerer? 6 points, all of them in the second quarter. As he leads his team in scoring, you've got Peter Rapplinger and Adrian Korbelik with 5 apiece and 2 for Zayden. So, 2 more for Zayden Harper. Fouls, not really a big deal. Ward with a couple of guys with two, MHMA, a couple of guys with two, but really no huge issues. As both of these teams are playing with some relatively short numbers of Ravens, a couple of starters out ill for Bishop Ward. They are carrying nine guys on the bus. And by the way, as you well probably know at this point, if you've been listening long enough, you know, nine, my favorite number of guys to take on a road trip for a basketball team because you're going to use them all. Second half's going to be great. We're going to be back and bring it to you live here on K-Radio. But right now with that intermission score here in Atchison, Kansas, Marshall Mount Academy 18, Bishop Ward 15. We're kicking it back to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio. He's got that January halftime.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy. Powered by progress.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to Marhill Mount Academy basketball as they are playing host to Bishop Ward in just a few minutes. On a programming note, tomorrow evening we will not be having Benedictin Ravens basketball. It's normally a Wednesday night fair game play here at Hot Country 93.7, but the Ravens are off tomorrow evening. We will be having, of course, Sports Look coming up on Thursday evening. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look, of course, airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we will have the High School Coaches Insight Show. Interviews with coaches from Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. Join us for that show done by Brandon Tadman around 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we'll have Atchison versus Lafayette. Tune in for the girls' game around 6:15. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Just to be safe, I'd tune in about 6 o'clock myself. Saturday brings us back to Benedictin women's and men's basketball as they will be playing host to Central Methodist. It's the final regular season home game series. Join us at 2 p.m. or go up to the Nolan for the women's game. The men will be taking to the court sometime right around 4 p.m.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taking a look around the area, I've got a few finals to report in ladies basketball today. In the girls game between Rock Creek and Silver Lake, it was an impressive game. It came down to the final three tenths of a second with Rock Creek scoring 2 points for a final score of Rock Creek 55, Silver Lake 53. St. Mary's and Royal Valley met up early, with the Royal Valley ladies taking home the win 54 to St. Mary's 32. At the half, Valley Falls is leading Jackson Heights 17 to 15. And in the game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Lady Ravens with a 50 victory over the girls of Bishop Ward. They had 9 points at the end of regulation. At the half, in the Axtell-Donovan West game, it's Axtell 30, Donovan West 17. And in this game, Moorhill Mount Academy is leading Bishop Ward by 3, 18-15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 7 above tonight under mainly clear skies, westerly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34. Lows level off around 12 tomorrow night, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday. Low 20s Thursday, mid-teens by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look outside right now, it's 19 degrees and mostly cloudy. It feels like 14. Winds are out of the northwest at 4 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 60%. The dew point is at 8 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.49 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz momentarily.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to the Haverty Gymnasium here on the campus of Moorhill Mount Academy, where we're just underway in the second half, and Bishop Ward hits a shot right out the gate. They are back down by one. It is 18-17. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering at the Haverty Sports Studios, and taking care of all that info at halftime. Ravens putting up a shot. It misses. Ward coming up with the basketball, and we're just underway in the second half. Cyclones with the ball down one, 18-17, in a really, really low-scoring game. Remarkably low-scoring. Ward will have it over to the left elbow. Look inside. Ravens are going to stay with the 1-3-1. The feed will come to the block. The cut will go into the lane, and the shot is up and missing. Zimmer is going to have it knocked out of his hands. It's going to be loose on the floor. It'll be saved by Ward, and we're going to get a foul on O'Brien. So Wilson picking up the personal foul. I've got him for three. And literally less than a minute and a half into the second half, We're going to get a substitution. Is it a Wilson coming out? Yeah, I thought. Zimmer left the floor. And as Bryce Adams comes in, and Coach Wessel says, no. O'Brien, you coming out. Zimmer, you stay in. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Ward with the basketball, down one. It is 18-17. Don't you have the feeling that this game is going to come down to a late shot, a one? And you'd think the coach would have taken a timeout, and he did. Okay, got a good timeout taken by Ward, and they got tied up down on the floor. And we're going to take our first break of the second half. 8-6-13 to go in the third quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. It is Morehouse Mount Academy 18, Bishop Ward 17.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Come back. Richard Wells is going to take the inbound pass, lay it up, put it in. And the Cyclists have gone back in front at 19-18. Welcome back, everybody, with 6 minutes to go now in the opening, or in the third quarter. Here's a running shot for Ramplinger, and it won't go in. Back down with it. Ward, runs, shoots, misses, offensive board, put back up and in, and back-to-back scores by Wells. And it is now 21-18. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Ravens taking it down the right side. Adrick will cross over. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Ward. A bit of basketball. It's going to be to Aaron Triplett. Triplett goes left side. Left hand. Three. Up and in. Knocking it down. Quintavion Pike. Quintavion hitting his second three of the ball game. And hot out of the locker room to begin the third quarter. Ward has taken the lead, and now we're going to get a Cyclone foul. It is going to be on Triplett. Only his second foul tonight. It'll be the first foul of the second half by Ward. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. 24-18. Ward in front. Ravens with the ball. Top side is going to be Zimmerer. Ethan having a nice game. We'll lose the handle. Pick it up. Go to the baseline right. Adrick's shot is up and missing, and a rebound. It's going to get away, go out of bounds, and it will belong to MHMA. Inside 5 to go in the third quarter. Ravens will bring it in to Korbelik. Zimmerer, they'll reverse it to the left side, and the baseline 3 is up, and we're going to get a foul called. It's going to be Rafflinger. Have you heard that thud in the background? That was him being bumped to the floor. So Ramplinger, once again, coming to the free throw line as Bishop Ward's Richard Wells will collect his second foul of the evening. Tonight, Peter hits his first two free throws, missed his next two free throws. And this one, perfect. Half a dozen points for Ramplinger. One more shot coming up with 4:54 to go in the third quarter. One more shot. Takes a deep breath, right-handed flip, up and good. He's going to get now the third, as that was a three-point shot he was taking when he was fouled. It is 24-20, and he'll hit all of them. Back-to-back-to-back free throws for Ramplinger, 24-21. Ravens down by three at 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Ward will have it deep in the left corner. Rotated back out on top. 28-foot line, and looking into the middle is going to be Henderson. Keith running this club from the one. He's the smallest guy out there. Takes a little skip pass. Brings it to the top. One hand push pass to the edge. The three-point shot is going to be blocked. Offensive board, and cutting it back up and in is going to be Quintavion Pike. He's having a huge third quarter. It's 26-21. Ward, 4:15 to go in the third. Game moving along at a pretty brisk clip here this evening. out on top is going to be Bryce Adams. He says, you know, not going to take that three-point shot. He was left completely alone and undefended, but he didn't take the bait and didn't take the shot. Kicked it back out on top, and now the Ravens are going to throw it away. They were trying to reverse the ball. A kick it back out between the circles to Zayden Harper, but a miscommunication of some sort, and that happens. I mean, you got a couple of starters out of the lineup because they're ill, and you bring in some new guys. Sometimes the communication is just different. Sometimes it's just not exactly the same, and you're going to have a turnover here and there. That's what happened to the Ravens. Cyclones leading at 26-21. 3:40 to go and running along in the third quarter. The feed down to the block. The shot is up, off the window, and in. And Ward with Quintavion Pike continuing to have this huge quarter. They're back up by 7. Ravens will attack to the baseline. They'll look in the middle, look in the middle. No room, no room. And there's your 5 seconds closely guarded. MHMA got the ball into the hands of Teron. And then he kind of got jammed up. Couldn't get rid of the ball. Didn't get any help. And 5 seconds called. Here comes Bishop Ward. 3:20 to go in quarter three. 28-21. The feed to the baseline on the floor once, falling away, leaning back. The shot is up. It's good. Yes. Quintavion Pike. He's got two more. 11 in the quarter for Pike. And it's 30-21, the largest lead of the ball game for either team. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over. Here comes Bishop Ward. Ward kicks it across, sidestepping a defender. The kick to the perimeter, back down the side of the lane, to the outside, and we're going to get an offensive foul called. That's going to be a tough break for Ward, and a good job by Brian Wilson to draw that charge. And you're talking about a guy with three fouls, so it was for him a bang-bang play. You're either going to draw a foul, or you're going to pick up a fourth. And he was able to get that foul called on Triplett. And for Triplett, it'll be his third foul. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with a basketball, but they are down 9. It is the largest lead of the game for either team. Drop it a shoulder, hook shot up off the window, but good for the Ravens. How about Wilson picking up his first point of the game right there? 30-23. 2:20 to go in the third. Over to the right side. The feed to the baseline on the floor one time, falling away. The shot is going to go up and off the window and good. And yes, Pike with two more. 32-23. And again, it's a 9-point Ward lead. Driving shot, left side, up and missed. Rebound. Here come the Cyclones. Driving into the lane. The ball is going to be stolen away. And we will have a foul. I thought maybe it's going to be stolen, but the official said on the reach in. The foul is going to be on Adric Korbelik. So Korbelik with his first foul of the ball game and coming to the line. It'll be Bishop Ward, and it will be Andrew Robinson. His first free throw of the game is going to be short. Ward looking for a double-digit lead with a minute 56 to go here in the third quarter. One more shot coming up for Robinson. The lefty knocks it in. It'll be his 6th point of the game. It is 33-23. And Ravens down 10 up the floor of the basketball. Gonna have to come from behind in this one. The pass comes off on top. Rappliger drives into the lane and he will be fouled. And the ball's gonna be put in play down to the baseline. It is going to be the third foul on Bishop Ward's Richard Wells. So two pivotal players for the Cyclones with three fouls each. Now Wells is going to come out of the game. And the shot is going to go up and in. For Morehead Academy, and it'll be the 4th point of the quarter for O'Brien Wilson, and we will get a Raven timeout. King of the break with a minute 37 to go in the third quarter. MHMA, look at the battle back. It is the Cyclones 33, Ravens 25.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Along with us here on Care Radio this evening, our man Joseph, producing and engineering. He's back at the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, we appreciate you, man. Tom Couch with you here, courtside. We're down to a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Coming out of the timeout, Ward will come into the forecourt. They have the ball. They have an eight-point lead. And right now, they're going to work the perimeter, kick it to the corner. The baseline three is up and missing. Kimmel coming up with a rebound. Ravens are going to come back up the court with a basketball. Here comes MHMA. Skip pass over to the right side. They'll feed to the block. And we get a Ward foul reaching in. They tried to stop O'Brien, but in the process, we're going to get a foul called. And that is going to put the Ravens at the free throw line. It'll be team foul five. O'Brien's free throw, unsuccessful. One more shot coming up for the sophomore for MHMA. And that one is good. He will collect his fifth point of the ball game. All of them have come here in the third quarter. It is 33-26. Minute 10 to go in the third. Pass in the middle is going to be stolen. Rapplinger steps in front of the basketball, comes up with a steal, races into the forecourt, goes to the left side to Adric. Krobler will bring it back out on top to Rapplinger, 55 and counting to go in the third. Rapplinger over to the right side. They will feed into the lane. A lot of contact. The ball going to be lost on the floor. Stayed back out on top of the Ravens. And they'll lob it out. O'Brien. He'll start toward the baseline. Back it away. Kick it out on top. Gets it there to Harper. And we will have a foul. They will call it a foul on the floor. But that is largely irrelevant. A foul on the floor or a shooting foul is going to be the one and one, or rather, no more one and one here. Two shots coming up for Zayden Harper. Free throw, got it. Zayden's third point tonight. And the freshman for the Ravens coming up big, getting an opportunity here to start in the game and get some really valuable minutes for his team. One more shot coming up for Zayden. Ravens trail by six. He can cut it to five. And it's going to be wide to the right side. Rebound. Bishop Ward. 33-27. I would anticipate the Cyclones looking for the final shot of the third quarter. We're down to 25 seconds. The cross-court pass is going to be stolen by Harper. Great job. The feed across. Stolen back by the Cyclones. Here comes Ward into the forecourt. Top of the key. Back over to the left side. They'll kick it off to the top with 15. 13 seconds at the center circle. Into the corner with 10. The baseline three is up and very short, and we're going to get a foul on Korbelik. It'll be three free throws for Bishop Ward. Adric's second foul. And at the line for Bishop Ward, that's going to be Devontae Davis. His free throw rolls, and it's in. He takes a big old deep breath and kind of shakes his head. He's like, whew. I didn't know if that one was going to go in, but he gets the first one. Now he's got a couple more. Second one is perfect. Okay. One more free throw for Devontae Davis, and he'll cash in all three. 36-27. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Ravens have got to hurry. 3 seconds. The runner at the buzzer. Online. Just a couple of feet short. We're going to go into the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Exciting ball game. Boys High School hoops. It is. Bishop Ward, 36. Markham Mount Academy, 27.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7000.
Well, after we have just experienced the first half that's off, 33 total points, we go to a fourth quarter, or the third quarter that's off, the Ravens score 11, and Bishop Ward score 21. Huge, huge quarter for Ward. They lead by 9. The Ravens have the basketball. We're underway in the fourth quarter. The shot by Korbelik goes up, and it won't go in. It's a rebound, lost out of bounds. It is going to be Ward basketball. Now, Korbelik gets up and kind of limping a little bit as he makes his way into the forecourt. Maybe stepped on a foot, twisted an ankle a little bit or something. But he's going to stay out there. He wants to be in the game, and he's going to steal the ball. What a job by Korbelik. Feed over to the right side, and a runner from the baseline is going to be up and good by Zayden Harper. Ravens hanging tough. It is 36-29. 7:20 to go in the ballgame. The feed underneath the reverse layup. Counted. Give Richard Wells his 6th point of the game. It is 38-29. Raven shot up, no good. Korbelik coming down with a rebound. Skip pass out on top to Rapplinger. Over to the left block, it's Harper. Rapplinger on top, squares up, goes three, wide right. And it's going to get away and go out of bounds. It will be Bishop Ward basketball. 7 minutes to play in the game. Again, not a ton of people here, but the ones who are here love basketball, know basketball, and they appreciate what kind of a great game we're enjoying right here. Ward with it to the baseline. They'll feed it across beneath the goal, and it'll be kicked out of bounds. But Brian Wilson getting a toe on it, he knew that that was the better option than letting that thing get freely across the baseline to a wide-open Bishop Ward player. And now we got a Ward player who's come off the floor, and as a shot goes up and in. Okay, let's fix that. Robinson hits the bucket for Ward. One of his teammates has come off the floor kind of holding his midsection or side a little bit where it looks like he may have gotten bumped around. And Ravens down the court, missed their shot. Rebound. Ward backing away, thinking about three, but they'll say nope. We'll bring it back out on top. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Cyclones with their largest lead of the evening now. It is 40-29. They are up 11. They'll go top of the key, over to the left elbow. Just below the 20-foot mark in front of the Cyclone bench. They'll take it out on top, back it away, go to the free throw line, and then the pass to the baseline was just a little high, a little bit out of reach. And undefended, Richard Wells was going to have a great look at it, and his teammate just missed him. Sometimes that pass just doesn't go where you want it to go, and that's what happened to the Cyclones right there. Ravens going to hope to take advantage of an opportunity. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. MHMA is down 11. Korbelik comes out on top. O'Brien falling away. Jump shot up, no good. in the interior position, and the rebound going to be won by Bishop Ward. They'll drive down. Finger roll. Shot is up. No good, but they'll say that finger roll came off a travel, and the Ravens are going to get it back in play. Kormelik will inbound. Back up the floor. MHMA over to the right side. The little one-handed runner hangs on the rim, and it's going to go in, and we'll get a Raven timeout. Let's take a break with 5:36 to go in the ball game. Cyclones 40, Ravens 31.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Still lots of time to go in this one. 5:36 to play in the fourth quarter. This boys' high school ball game in Atchison, Kansas, for the Bishop Ward Cyclones out of Kansas City, Kansas, have come to town, and they've got a lead over the Ravens, up 9. Ward will have the ball into the forecourt, coming out of the timeout. They'll drive across to the free throw line. The one-hand push pass over to the edge, and they'll reverse the ball, take it back out on top, and be very, very patient with this possession. They're in no hurry with that 9-point lead. I suspect Coach told him, don't take any shot that you're not going to hit. Here's a pass over to the edge to drive into the lane, to skip across all alone underneath. The bucket's up and good by Andrew Robinson. He's got 10. And that is exactly what they wanted to do. Use some time, get the easy layup, and go back up by 11. 42-31 at 4:44 to play. Ravens back out on top. O'Brien into the lane, up from 10, missing, rebound. Cyclones, they'll run down the court, one-on-one, coast-to-coast, their driving shot misses, but an offensive rebound is going to be cleared away, and Robinson is going to rotate the ball back out on top. Ward will reset its offense. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the fourth quarter here at Atchison, Kansas. The MHMA girls team winning in game one. Right now, Ward with the 11-point lead, and we're midpoint of the fourth quarter in game two. Cyclones to the outside. The baseline jump shot for 3 misses, and a rebound is going to be scrummed for, and we're going to have a foul or jump ball. We're going to get a foul call. The foul is going to be on Quintavion Pike. It'll be his second. It'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter by either team. Can you believe we've gone over 4 minutes into the fourth quarter before we saw our first foul? Here come the Ravens, and it's Adric Korblik into the forecourt. He'll swing it over to the right side. Timmel with it. And we're going to have a foul. That was apparently an illegal screen. And it is going to be the fourth foul of the game for O'Brien. So for the Ravens, O'Brien Wilson picks up his fourth foul. And Bishop Ward will come back into the forecourt. 3.5 minutes to play. Suddenly, watching the clock is a big deal. And we're going to get a Ward timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph. 3:29 to play in tonight's Guys game. It's the Cyclones 42 and the Ravens 31.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care. Family owned and full service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to urbanlawncarellc.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
We 9 to play. Cyclones taking a timeout. Kind of, I think, setting the course for this point of the game. They'll go cross-court over to the left side, into the corner. And again, at this level, in high school basketball in the state of Kansas, as they slowly begin implementing it, and will be implementing it more and more, these schools do not have to have a shot clock, and the Ravens do not have a shot clock. So here's a driving layup that's going to be up and good, and Pike with 18. It is now 44-31. For the Ravens, no shot clock, not their ally. Three-point shot, Adric, no. Rebound, Ward. 2 minutes and 45 to go into ball game. Ward with the basketball, up 13, and the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Ravens coming up with it. Here's Harper. Zayden into the forecourt. Swings it left. Timmel. That's T-Roy. And he goes into the lane and gets fouled. So again, not all the bigger division schools have been implementing those shot clocks more and more. And there are a lot of schools at this size that do have them, but not required, not mandatory yet at this enrollment level. 2:25 to go in the game as the Ravens bring it back in. They're going to have to be very efficient right now. And we will have a Ward foul with 2:19 to play. So for the Ravens, getting some free throws would really be beneficial. That is going to be the fourth foul on Triplett for. Now we get a jump ball. It will belong to Bishop Ward. No, the Ravens are going out of bounds. Like, it belongs to us. And the official goes, no, it belongs to Ward. You guys come out here and put this ball in play. And the Ravens are going to go to some full court pressure. And the up court pass stolen. And we've got a collision. And that was a great job by Peter Rapham here coming up with a steal. Crystal's coming over to the scorer's table, and this foul is going to be on the Cyclones' Keith Henderson. It is his second foul. It'll be Cyclone team foul 4. So for the last 2:09, the Ravens are going to be shooting free throws. Runner, front of baseline. It's up. It's good. That is going to be Teron Timmel. 44-33. Full court pressure. The ball's going to be stolen. Rapplinger goes up and in. Ravens, quick back-to-back scores. And it's 44-35 with a minute 50 left. The feet across, lots of contact, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. I mean, he might have thrown his arms in the air as if he were trying to avoid the contact, but there was no real strong effort to avoid the contact there. They just, the Ravens were not going to allow that layup. A reward basketball, a minute 47 to go, and the inbound stolen by Rapplinger. Here he comes, skips it over to the left side. It's going to be out of reach and out of bounds. And the Ravens missing an opportunity to cut a little more deeply into the Ward lead. Cyclones by 9 with a minute 40 to go. The ball in play in the backcourt. They'll bring it to the middle, into the forecourt, to the left side, and travel with it. And I'm surprised Ward is trying to attack the basket. Instead of, again, with no shot clock, especially taking a little time off the clock with a minute and a half to go. 44-35. Bishop Ward leading the Ravens here in Atchison. A runner from the baseline will not go down. And it's a Cyclone rebound. They have the ball in the backcourt. And aggressive defense will result in Peter Rapplinger collecting his first foul of the game. That was a good foul to commit, and it's for MHMA. It's only going to be team foul 3. So, of course, the Cyclones to inbound it at a backcourt. Minute 16, minute 15 to go. The pass to the elbow. I would be surprised if Ward looks to shoot the ball, and here I am surprised. They bring it right in the middle, and then they will pass it up. Well, that took a lot of determination. And now we're going to get a foul. There it comes. With a minute 1 to go. The foul is going to be the first of the game on T. Roy Timmel. A minute one to play. The ball coming in front of the scorer's table. They'll launch it into the backcourt. And the Cyclones with it back there. We'll get another quick foul. Another one by T-Roy. And that will be Raven team foul five. And now they'll get Ward at the line. With just inside a minute to play. 59.6 seconds remaining. Ward coming to the line. Two hard dribbles. The free throw rolls around and it goes in. Andrew Robinson. Picks up his 11th point right there. And that one does not go in. Rapplinger boards it down. It is 45-35. Running shot off the baseline. No, and we'll get a blocking foul. Ravens are going to come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Bishop Ward, and it is going to be on Devontae Davis. So Devontae, picking up what will be only his first foul of the game. Now, both teams are going to be in the bonus for the last 50 seconds. Rapplinger at the free throw line. He's been very good from the line tonight. That one will not go for him. He's got 10 points this evening. It remains a 45-35 ball game. Again, very, very low scoring with less than a minute to play. Second free throw rolls in. So Rapplinger will hit one of the two, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, with 50.9 to go in the game. Cyclones 45, Ravens 36.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Teams huddled up around their respective coaching staffs, and they are listening intently to the instructions and wisdom being shared. We're down to the last minute of the ball game, 50.9 seconds to be precise. The visitors out of Bishop Ward with the lead. They're also going to have the basketball in play from deep in the backcourt. And the Ravens are going to press on the inbound, and very quickly we will have a foul called as Rapplinger picks up his second. And Bishop Ward is going to send to Keith Henderson to the free throw line. At the free throw line, Keith Henderson is something of an unknown quantity. He scored 5 opening quarter points, has not scored since. He's not had a free throw opportunity tonight. Let's see what the young man does here. This first one is good. So Keith Henderson will collect his 6th point of the game. And the Ravens are going to make an offense-defense switch. Kimmel goes out, and Zimmerer comes back in. Kimmel's second free throw does not... Henderson's second free throw does not go in, and the Ravens come down with a basketball. Here comes Rapplinger. He'll race it into the forecourt. Out on top, Korbelik, long three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound on the floor. Jump ball. Two guys lock up on the basketball. Let's see what the ball call is going to be. They're going to call a foul. So we will have a foul called underneath the goal on the far end of the court. We're going to walk all the way to the other end with 35 seconds to go. And Bishop Ward coming to the free throw line. Richard Wells will come to the line. He also has not had a free throw tonight. This one Sure. One more shot coming up here for Richard. Ravens are going to have Korblik deep in the backcourt. Rapplinger and Zimmer are on one side. O'Brien and Kimmel on the other side. Neither free throw is good. Ravens coming up with a rebound. 32, 31, 30 seconds left. Coast to coast, driving shot, off the window, no. Rebound, pulled down, reverse layup is going to be up and in. Count the bucket for O'Brien Wilson. He's got nine, but the time is the issue. As Ward gets into the forecourt, 15 seconds left. It is an eight-point game, and the Ravens are going to surrender. Final score tonight, Bishop Ward, 46, Morehillmount Academy, 38. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our eight convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
A fun ball game, in so much as it was close throughout, it was back and forth, and it was battled all the way to the end. But it was the visitors from Bishop Ward who were able to secure the win tonight, 46-38 over their homestanding Ravens. For Bishop Ward, leading the way, Quintavian Pike. He had 13 in the third quarter. Ends the game with 18, leading scorer, and he's also going to be the Bank of Atchison and player of the game today, Quintavian Pike. Double figures also for Albert Robinson with 11. It was a half a dozen apiece for Richard Wells and Keith Henderson. Three tonight for Devontae Davis, and the other two belong to Aaron Triplett. For MHMA, a double-figure performance for Peter Rapplinger. He had 11 to lead the way for the home team. O'Brien Wilson right on his heels with 9. It was 5 tonight, or rather 6 tonight, for Ethan Zimmerer. Ravens Adric Korblik and Zayden Harper, each with 5. Teron Timmel rounds out the scoring for the Ravens with 2. Morehillmount Academy down a couple of starters tonight due to illness. And Bishop Ward came in here on the road tonight, played a very solid game, and winning it in low-scoring fashion. So tonight, it was a split of the two. Game 1, Lady Ravens coming away with a resounding win. In Game 2, it was a hard-fought victory for Bishop Ward. Tomorrow night, there is not Benedictine basketball. That's right. The Ravens are going to have a scheduled open date, so they will not be playing tonight. Ravens are going to be back in action, and of course, we'll be with them on Saturday afternoon. Ladies and two of the guys at 4, as Benedictine will be, are you ready for this? At home for the final Saturday of the regular season. So that means it is senior day. So come up to the Nolan and a little tip of the hat to the senior graduating group this year. Senior day at the Nolan Gym Saturday afternoon. Friday night, we got high school hoops here on CARE, so stick around for that. And of course, Thursday night, because tonight I'm going to be bringing you all the updates and all the info as it'll be Sports Look right after Brian Hagan's evening report. Hey, thanks for having joined us here this evening. Lady Ravens winning in the first one. Bishop Ward winning the guys' game. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, he's the guy doing all the hard work back at the K-Radio Sports Studios. Young man, thanks so much. Tom Counts here in the Haverty Gym saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.